and a gap arises in the thought stream, or the thought stream loses some of its density and something shines through that is stillness or peace. Oh. And that is the unconditioned, and that one aspect of that, it's great intelligence suddenly. The intelligence of the One. The One intelligence that manifests as billions of life forms in the universe, underlying it, there's an intelligence, one could say. This is one aspect, an aspect of it. And that can then move through the opening that is here, where before there was a dense little me, there's now an opening. And through that, that one intelligence moves into this world, one could say. It flowers, it emanates. Life is, you are being lived by life suddenly, instead of needing to make a living. I'm trying to make it. Already you are life beyond form. And so it's all you need to do is recognize yourself, the essence of your being, as already that. You could never get there in time through more future, more of this or more of that. That can only obscure it. And it's not, there's nothing wrong with more. If you play with more, you juggle the things of phenomenal existence, the balls, position, relationships, money, and you juggle with these things, and occasionally you lose one, and then another one pops up, and you juggle with that for a while. Simply, it's the life of form. Without self-seeking, it loses its heaviness. When there's self-seeking through the forms, the me in everything, it's heavy and it's painful to live because everything is so unstable and you can't hang on for what's gone again. So here's the portal that opens up with a yes to now, which is the, if you are interested in spiritual practice, a meditation method, keep the one you have, that's fine too, but here's a continuous meditation that is bringing the yes into now. And part of the meditation is to detect the no when it comes habitually, to detect, to observe how you deny the now, run away from it, make it into a means to an end. It's happening again. There's the no. There's the complaining, the whining about what is, and suddenly you see it. So often you detect the no, and then you say, oh. There's a tendency again for the mind to come in and then make some other judgment about it when you detect the habitual movement of no, wanting to, being in the future. Then the mind says, you see, you can't do it. You're no good, you can't even be present. More thought forms, self-talk. So often, to see the no is very helpful. It's not personal, it's collective conditioning. And there you see it, and the seeing is freeing. Oh. So the yes comes into the no. The yes, instead of saying no to no, which is more resistance, this includes emotions. An emotion comes, and you watch the turbulent movement, perhaps, of that emotion, anger or sadness or fear, quivering. And you, what do you do with that emotion, the movement of emotion? It is as it is. And you allow it to be, which means there's no self in that anymore. And you realize emotions are human emotions, not really personal. Fear, anger, anxiety, sadness, they are all ultimately non-personal, not me, human. Human emotions, human feelings. So the self goes out of that as you simply allow the emotion to be as it is, and suddenly around that movement of the emotion there is a spaciousness because through the allowing. In other words, when you allow what is to be, you become aware of the depths of now.